Welcome, I'm Bastet. I'll be running your operation. The project's official name is the Adventurers' Research of Abnormal Civilian Experiences, or Project Arrowace for short, to investigate the unusual occurrences that have been happening everywhere recently. I've hired you all for your hands-on experiences.
I'm gonna be honest, I think we should run.
I don't know, I'm not a wizard in real life.
Tentacles belong in the ocean!
I also lost all my food, so Delphi, in a few hours you might start looking really delicious.
Okay.
You can't just kind of hand wave and say, oh yes, it's clearly from another plane of reality, without that implying a lot about a very powerful wizard doing it, or a university of powerful wizards doing it, or a god doing it.
It lets us know that when these other anomalies have been happening, it's potentially due to the use of temporal or spatial magic.
Who are you? I saw you in some kind of dream, but I think there's more to it than that. We need to talk.
I can't tell you exactly why I did all the things I did, but I did them. Okay?
Can everyone please roll for initiative?
Oh,
I nearly cut so hard.
Welcome to Deck of Many Aces, an actual play podcast made by actual asexuals.
Yeah, okay.
I took my finger guns and I raised them at the sky and I jiggled them back and forth like I was like emptying
shotgun shells.
My finger gun cartridges.
Sure.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, 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 pew.
Do you know how guns work, Ellie?
No. No, I do not.
Because you failed to listen to British podcast.
Excuse me, I know how to use it. I know how to use a gun, thank you very much.
I
shot an airsoft rifle once.
I grew up surrounded by farms. I was taught how to shoot rabbits.
It's because you're rich, girly. It's because you're rich, girly. And I had the opportunity to learn how to shoot a gun in Texas, and I abstained, which may be a lame move, but I also think I don't regret. I don't regret
at all. It's maybe not something you
want
to do in Texas specifically.
Ellie, you made me blow out the mic so bad just then. Like, straight, like, seconds of blown out mic. It's awful.
Anyway, we are a group of people who don't use guns.
Except Morgan.
And...
They're not wrong.
Yeah, except Morgan, I guess. Morgan does have a gun.
It just doesn't kill people much.
No, it just...
Morgan kills people.
No, Delphi kills people.
Yeah, but it's funny.
That's well established.
In the world of D&D, guns don't kill people.
Delphi kills people.
Yeah.
We are a group of people who identify somewhat on the aromantic and or asexual spectrum, playing 5th edition D&D with a twist. Every character's past, present and future is based off a card drawn from the deck of many things. I have now seen the deck of many things tarot book that D&D Beyond is selling, and I want
the
one
book of many things.
So bad. The book
it's
of many
so
things
pretty.
I'm feral for it. I'm also like, D&D Beyond, you stole our idea. We had that idea years ago. We had that idea 3 years
ago.
That's
how copyright works.
Where's my share of the profits? Thank you very much. I could have done that. I would have been sued. I'm Ellie. I'm in a silly, goofy mood. I use they, them, and she, her pronouns, and I will be your DM today. Your demisexual Mind.
Wow.
Mind?
My mind went blank, which is why I thought of it. Yeah, would everyone like to introduce themselves?
Hello, my name is Am. I use she, her pronouns, and I play Tosia Atherdale, the party battle master fighter and barbarian, baby.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time, you guys. I'm excited to use my barbarian skill set to do barbarian things. And also to have my Bridgerton moment.
Yeah.
You going to do the barbarian things at the ball?
Depends if anyone gets in my way, Katie.
Okay.
I haven't seen Bridgerton, like, and I only know it from cultural references, so I feel like it's slightly off for an asexual podcast, but sure.
Yes, you are correct. This is PG Bridgerton. Yeah. Bridgerton.
Yeah, I just want my diva moment.
Your what moment now?
My diva moment.
Ah.
Your diva moment. Yeah, I see that for you. I also see Toz really enjoying Bridgerton.
Oh yeah, big time. She's a big Barbara Cartland fan for the like two people on our podcast who are old enough to know what that is.
I think the tone is a little bit closer to the like stuffy Jane Austen-y parties than the romance novel Bridgerton parties, but we'll see how it goes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chloe, and I play Raina Riftwood, who is the party bard and rogue. Woohoo!
Oh, and you sang it just to prove it.
Yeah. We both use she, her pronouns. And I have nothing else to say. I just carried on the sentence. I'm sleepy.
Me too.
I'm Iriel, and I'm playing Delphi, the Grovefoot Warlock. I use she, they pronouns, and Delphi uses she, her pronouns. Me and Ellie have been cooking up a special potential secret that's going to happen later in the episode. But it also could not happen depending on time restraints, so, you know.
Yeah,
you might not
it's
see
a
it.
Kind of a...
And if you don't,
it's,
a, it
it's either
happen.
It's going to happen now, or it's going to happen in, like, 8 months.
Wait, is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
When this is included for bullying of me on the air, I want to note, dear listeners, that we just had a moment or two of off-air discussion about unrelated topics, and therefore my confusion is understandable.
That you initiated.
You say that like you don't get confused every single week, and also this doesn't happen every single week. You know, like we don't always have these like convoluted discussions. You do just go, is it me? Unprompted.
Anyway, I'm Katie. I use she or they pronouns. I am playing Morgan, the excellent, brilliant, multi-talented wizard who can also fly because she's so multi-talented. And yeah, let's get going. Let's go to the party. I want to go to the party. Morgan doesn't.
I do really enjoy Morgan's flight being part of her multi-talented, if it's not just genetics.
Yeah, to
she
be
had
fair.
To learn to
you call Usain Bolt talented
acid,
for being
et cetera,
really tall.
Usain Bolt doesn't have wings.
Yeah, but he's taller than you most people. So you run super fast with long legs.
That's not the only reason why Usain Bolt runs fast. It's not just like purely height.
Yeah, and most people with wings could be bad at it, but Morgan's really good.
Okay.
She's got +4 dex, that's proof.
Okay, I feel like this is, maybe there's some sensitivities around this topic, so we can skate right over that. What happened last time?
I got to see my dad.
Yay! Yes.
That was nice.
Oh my god, yes. That was ages and ages ago.
No, it wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago, Ellie. What are you talking about?
We went to visit...
Anything else happened?
We went to visit Diane, but she wasn't there.
They
weren't there. I did not know that. Thank you.
That's okay.
Yeah. And so we left, and then Equilibrium turned up. That was me and Morgan.
Yes. A character we've never seen before.
No. A stranger.
Played by a new person.
A completely unknown character that nobody has ever met. Voiced by someone none of you know who it is.
A mystery. A mysterious mystery.
Mysterious mystery.
And we need to go and say hi to Equilibrium at the ball, probably. So
Yeah, Morgan is reluctantly going to the ball.
Yay, yep.
I waved my little fairy godmother wand and went, you shall go to the ball for plot-related reasons. And also because I've built you a ball and you're going to enjoy it.
Yay, you will enjoy the ball.
Will there be tiny foods, Ellie?
There will be so many tiny foods. Well, all food is tiny foods to Tosia, let's be honest.
That's true.
But yes, this will be tiny foods.
You know what this needs? Makeover montage.
Yes. Okay, so genuinely, let's jump straight in.
Oh, what?
We've got half of the party, I think, currently in Gyarmaris.
Oh, right, I thought you meant jump straight to the ball without the makeover montage. I was horrified.
No. Oh my gosh, no. Why would I do that to you? No, this is a fun episode. This is fun and cool. I'm a fun and cool DM. I'm a cool mom.
Words of affirmation.
Sure.
This is a fun episode. We will have fun.
Yeah, so we've got half of the party in Gyarmaris, half of the party in Antigua at the moment. You've got the ball is happening in like a few hours. You've got some time to kill. Obviously, we've had a couple of sort of more plot relevant things that people have wanted to do. If anyone has any plot related things they'd like to do, you're welcome to do them now. If anyone has any fluff related things to do, you're also welcome to do those things now. What do people want to do?
So, well, Morgan's gone off for some business for a little while and we'll be back in a little while.
Yep. We keeping that off camera?
Yeah.
Where did we leave the conversation with Equilibrium?
They told you to, actually I'm not sure.
I think it was, I think a completely unrelated character who previously featured the podcast used he and they. But that wouldn't necessarily reflect on Equilibrium, so...
Let's stick with they, because I definitely remember they. Equilibrium told you that they would be around at the ball later in the evening, towards the tail end of the ball, and to meet up with them at that point.
Okay. I think if Morgan's heading off to do their own thing, then Raina's going to just be kind of, like, left in the street... Like,
you have been told to find something nice to wear by Morgan.
Yeah, like, so she's gonna, like, sort of wander in the street for a little bit, and at first she's, like, got a string in her step, and she's like, cool, I'm going to a ball, how exciting. And then slowly it dawns on her that she has absolutely no idea what to wear for a ball, and is gonna just, like, wander down the street and, like, window shop for a bit, and, like, try and find something nice to wear.
And then Tosia and Delphi, are you... also planning to come back into Antebra, or have you got more stuff you want to do in Gyarmaris?
I think I'm just going to hang out in Gyarmaris, because the others said they'd meet us here, so before the ball. So I'm going to, you know, show Delphi, like, I don't know, my childhood bedroom, and, like, go and see if I can have, like, a nice, get some nice, like, skincare treatments and stuff just before the ball.
What embarrassing posters of people from Skrulls are on your childhood bedroom wall?
Oh, Taz had one of, like, this, like, paladin of Kalakta who's in, like, very, like, shiny, impractical, like, chainmail armor, and she has, like, wings and is very, like, almost Sailor Moon-esque. Mm-hmm.
Is she a Loxodon, though?
No. She's probably a tiefling.
Ooh.
Spicy.
I love that.
Controversial.
Obviously, the Nantasy Drew.
Oh, yeah, there's like a shelf that's just a wall full of like the 300 Nantasy Drew books that are so clearly like Ghost and Collab written. And Tosi's what do you mean it's all one author?
Manuscript prepared with help from
every 4 days.
Yeah.
I read one book every 2 days and then waited.
And there's a very nice portrait of her family as well, with her mother and her uncle and her little brother.
I do love that.
Okay, yeah.
You weren't like, I'm going to show you the sights of the city. You were like, here is my childhood bedroom. The sights.
To be fair, I strongly relate to that.
I also think Toz would like to show kind of everyone all of the stuff that's in Gaimaris, but she's also like, she knows that she thinks the rest of the party will like get a kick out of it. She knows Delphi is maybe the only person who won't make fun of her for her childhood bedroom.
Aww.
And she is like, she also missed it. She missed being home.
That's
right. Yeah, I think Delphi, you like in the when Toz is showing you all this stuff, like you definitely kind of take a moment to look at the photo. Toz,
portrait.
When was this taken?
Portrait.
Portrait. When was this
written?
Portrait commissioned.
I would say I'm thinking. So I think it was probably right as her and her brothers started like basically practical schooling and weaponry training as kind of like a little graduation moment. So it'd be right before her mum died. Her brother would have been about 10 then. She would have been about 13 or 14, and her mum died within a year of it being painted.
Mm. Yeah, okay, so
is
it's
it
a real...
really, really awkward 10-year-old picture?
Oh, yeah. Tor looks really grumpy, and Tozia has, like... they're not, like, braces, but they're, like, tusk correctors.
I was literally thinking that exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was a braces kid. I gotta represent.
Yeah, same. Oh god, yeah.
Is she gonna go and get her tusks polished or something now? Is that what they do?
I don't know. I think she's not that too much into like, she likes the skincare stuff because it feels nice, but tusk polishing stuff, we actually haven't talked about it that much. You might have seen it in the art that we have of the PCs, but Toz has like little gold caps on the tips of her tusks. And she has like a little beaded, like almost like a flapper cap that she has on top of her head as well.
Yeah, there's kind of gold embroidered filigree in the ivory, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly that. It's like a it's like a status symbol, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like very, very cool, very pretty. Yeah, I imagine the family photo. Yeah, Tor looks super grumpy. Tozia looks like super earnest. Her father is like, I think Tozia as an adult looks just like her mom.
Oh no.
But I think as a kid you can like the kind of the sort of facial expression that she's got on, very similar to her dad's.
Yeah, I like, think I kind of took this from my own family experience a little bit, in that I look just like my mother, but my personality is exactly like my father. And my little brother looks just like my mother, but his personality is just like my dad. And I imagine Tor and Todd's being like very similar in that aspect.
Yeah, I see that. I think you and your mum are like very similar looking. Toz's mum and Toz's uncle both are very like are quite stern and somber. Toz's mum is kind of held in a more sort of like a formal posture. You know, she looks relaxed but focused, whereas I think her uncle has more of a kind of like rigidity to his sort of frame. Delphi, are you coming along for the skincare routine?
I feel like yes, because they have no idea what else to do. They're like, I don't know the city and it's weird, so I'm just gonna follow you around. But then he's like, like looks at a lot of the skincare stuff and is like, this would not be good for my skin.
yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm gonna also see if I can like send someone to the kitchens of the tower and be like, do we have anything that grow folk can eat?
Anything you can eat, just not the other way around.
Okay.
And
in that case,
tastes like garbage.
Yeah, that's like, the thing is, I know you don't.
It's like the blandest food ever.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna ask if I can have one of the cities that inspired Gaimaris was Edinburgh. Not Gaimaris. Yes, Gaimaris. I can't say words. Yeah. Was Edinburgh, because I have a lot of family there and we would visit there all the time when I was younger. And so this idea of like Scottish food is specifically curry and like haggis are like very much kind of what I imagine the cuisine to be like. So I'm gonna like see if I can get like some sandwiches and then be like, can you put all of like the strongest spice you have into some little sandwiches as well for my friend so that it's like enjoyable for her?
That's really cute.
I like the idea that you do this and then they're like, it tastes of something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's Tunzel. She's going to be like,
I've had in months.
Yeah.
Delphi, you're about to understand why I'm such a terrible cook.
Yeah, it's this ornate meal and Delphi's like, ah, nice. It tastes.
Yeah.
It tastes.
I've been living with this for most of my childhood, and so I, you know, I knew I was never going to reach such heights.
Yes.
Oh, that your
Maybe
excuse.
You should learn how to cook, though. I feel like that should either be
I don't think matter. I need to. And I'm just going to be, like, rattling off facts about the city and, like, anything that she seems vaguely interested. You know when you have a friend who's kind of like shows a little bit of interest in something you really, really love, and you're like, let me tell you everything about this specific area because you showed like the vaguest sign of interest.
Hello, hello, you lovely lot. It's me. It's only Chloe. You know the drill by now. It's break time. Go get a drink. Go get a snack. Look after yourselves. But in the meantime, you might consider listening to little old me, because I'm here to tell you ways you can support our lovely little podcast. The best way you can support us is by joining our Patreon. For as little as £3 per month, you will get a shout out on the podcast and access to our patron-only Discord. Plus, there's a bunch of other tiers on there with much more exciting benefits, like access to our bonus content, our side quest episodes, for example. You can have access to DM notes and character sheets. You can get your own personalized message right here in the middle. Woo! And you can even have the opportunity to play TTRPG with us, with the cast. And we're basically celebrities at this point. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You can find that at patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. Be sure to check it out. You can even join for free and get updates that way. Of course, if you're not prepared to pay per month, you can always make a one-time donation to our supporter Acast link, which is right there in the episode description.
Today's promo is for How the Quest Was Won. How the Quest Was Won is an actual play tabletop role-playing game podcast. It features a group of friends playing different RPGs. The current campaign is using the Dungeons & Dragons 5e rules. Roll trailer!
A long, long time ago, in a land far away named Phylor, there were four legendary adventurers.
We are the Adventurous Four, renowned across the land.
Using their cunning and strength, the party defeats many monsters and saves many lives.
Nick takes his fairy blade and stabs it into his other eyeball.
Oh my gosh!
Can Hugo jump on my back? Do I cast Expeditious Retreat?
Yeah. Can Bob roll a d20 for me?
I don't like that. I don't like how you ask
d20
that.
D20 business.
What if I rolled a 1? What if I told you I just rolled a 1?
Come and join us weekly at How the Quest Was Won. Found anywhere where podcasts are located. Purchase not necessary. No real magic was used in the making of this podcast.
Let's spin back around to Raina. Who has now been thoroughly abandoned in Antebra. I was like, maybe they run into each other.
You probably know where to go, right? To find Toz?
I gave you guys my seal, but and I was like, go to this tower.
Yeah, but I don't think Raina would do that straight away.
I mean, luckily you were kind of already pretty central, so you find your way into the kind of like the shopping district and you kind of go past lots of different establishments. They all have very fancy waistcoats, but you notice there's something kind of different about the like Morgan's style is very ostentatious by traditional standards. This city is quite colourful in its people, but in its sort of style, it's a little bit more muted. So you notice that, like, the waistcoats are definitely a thing that Morgan has picked up from being here, but they tend to be a little bit more sort of, a little bit more reserved. You know, they tend to stick to, like, one, maybe two colours, and it's a bit more muted than...
Morgan sticks to one, maybe two colours.
Does she?
So there's colours are blue and green, and it kind of clashes.
Well then, yeah. And I think there's probably also, if you, like, look through the window, you can see, like, inside there are kind of attendants, and they, like, when someone comes in, they, like, pull out, like, a little, kind of, like, a colour wheel type thing, and they, like, they'll, like, you know, like, sort of, like, hold it up against the person, and then, like, hold it up against, like, various fabrics to be, like, what goes well with your complexion? Because there's so many different colours.
Oh, can I say the thing which I think, I don't know if you've explicitly said on podcast, I don't think if you said, is that the tieflings come in all sorts of colours. There's green ones, there's pink ones, there's purple ones, there's orange ones,
recollection of mentioning it this last episode, but if I didn't, then I will say it here. This is by far the most sort of colourful population you've ever met. Like, every single tiefling is a different shade of colour, and there's just, like, so many different varieties, hence the whole colour wheel thing, it's really unlike anything you've ever experienced. I was just thinking, if you were a colourblind tiefling, that would really suck.
It would.
But, there we are.
What do I already know about, and it's probably not very much, what sort of things well-to-do people in Attis Orbis wear?
Ooh, do you want to roll me either a history or an insight check?
I will roll insight because I'm slightly better at that.
Let's remind the folks we're playing D&D after
That's
all.
A 13.
So the well-to-do folks in Attis Orbis, you know that there are certain kind of fabrics that are more desirable, and for ease, I'm just going to kind of use our in-world equivalents that, like, there are fabrics that are akin to, like, satins and velvets that are more, that are seen as more kind of desirable than kind of a rougher or more coarse and more common material. You also know that you kind of remember some of the fashions from when you were younger, and you know they've changed a little bit now. So you're not 100% sure what's really in right now. You think at one point it was feathers, but you're not sure if that's still true. And kind of when you look around, you can kind of see that, like, there seems to be quite a lot of variety. It's just, I suppose there's an almost like an unspoken dress code of, like, this, it's what flatters you, essentially, in Attis Orbis and in Anterborough, but in Anterborough, you get the impression that what flatters you is, like, a much stricter code than it is in other places. Like, they are gonna care a little bit more about, like, you having things in the exact shade and with the exact cut, you know?
I think, like, Raina was probably wandering up and down the road for quite a while, kind of, like, taking all of this in and figuring it out as she's, like, she hasn't gone in anywhere. She's just kind of, like, watching sneakily through windows and things and seeing all these colour wheels and noticing that there's a lot of waistcoats. And so I think eventually she would pluck up the courage to go inside one of the shops and is gonna try and find maybe some kind of waistcoat that is, like, made from that sort of velvety material that she remembers from Attis Orbis, just to kind of, like, marry the two a little bit. Or at least see if a shop assistant will agree that that's a good idea, because it sounds like they might not.
Yeah, so you head in, and I think, like, initially that most of them seem quite sort of busy, and so they're not really paying attention to you. But you're looking at... What colour are you looking at?
I don't know. I feel like Raina would suit maybe, like, a dark red. is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I think, so you're looking at this kind of, yeah, this dark red, kind of what, like a crimsony sort of velvet waistcoat. An attendant kind of comes up to you, sort of like flicking through their colour wheel, and then they look up, and then they sort of do a double take, and they're like, oh, goodness. Wow. Well, how can I help you today, miss?
Oh, well, that was mighty kind of you. You see, I've been invited to a ball, like a party thing, and I'm not very good at gestures to like what she's wearing. And she's like, I'm not very good at knowing what to wear. Just thought I'd come and have a look, and I noticed that everyone here seems to be wearing all these lovely waistcoats. So I thought, and well, my friend who I'm going with, she wears lots of lovely waistcoats. So I thought maybe that's a good place to start. Would you say the same?
I see, yes. You can see the shop attendant's, like, cogs are turning in her brain, where she's like, ball, good. But then she's also looking at you and being like, what?
I feel like at this point, like,
have the budget?
Yeah, Rain is such a confusing person to look at, because whilst she might be dressed in, like, pretty humble clothes, like, she's got a lot of equipment that is clearly quite expensive. So it's just a confusing sight for anyone, really.
So I think this attendant like looks and she's like, oh, wow, fantastic. Yes, yes. The Aldred Ball, that's very exciting. My. Were they doing some kind of lottery invite? Or was it just a friend of family?
Yeah, I suppose you could say that.
That's friend so of family. Rude.
Right, yes, lovely. Well, so I'm looking through, and I'm in a bit of a pickle. I don't really. It's not really we don't really have any colours on this colour wheel that really match what's happening. There's a lovely pattern on your fur. It's just
Well, I quite like this red.
Yes. Well, yes, I would say that might work.
You don't sound very confident about it.
Well, usually I have a very comprehensive system to help me ascertain these things, but it doesn't seem to have accounted for certain folks like such as yourself.
Well,
so
okay.
I guess I will have to just improvise. That's okay. We can throw that out the window.
Hang on. Before you go throwing anything out of these lovely, lovely windows you got here, I'm sure someone has cleaned those to a shine. Well, I noticed you've got your colour wheel, right? So you're matching colours to somebody's, the colour of their complexion, their skin, right?
Yes, that's
well,
correct.
I've got fur instead of skin, but it's still basically one colour, just minus the spots, and the spots are black.
Yes.
And I hear that black goes with anything.
Well, yes, that's so we have a variety of hues in Antebra, but we don't really have any of the kind of sort of like a sort of, what would you describe it, like a sort of grey?
Grey?
Sort of greyish colour, yes.
Rayla looks down at her like very clearly beige fur and is like, is this what you call grey?
Sort of a general, sort of vague wash. you know what? It's not on my wheel, so I guess it's not in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. Oh, that was very clever.
Out of character, well, I did think that Raina was more of a snow leopardy, which is basically grey. Yes.
No, she's a clouded leopard, which, like, yes, there is probably, like, slight grey tinges, but overall it's more kind of golden beige kind of colour.
Clouded leopard, very different look.
That's the mistake I made. Oops. But there we are. It's fine. It's just in character now. This lady's just a horrible, horrible...
She's colourblind.
...salesperson. Nope, she's just mean. She's just mean.
Meanwhile, Rayna is just like, we don't judge customer service representatives on how they behave in the workplace. Unless they are really mean.
Yes, so I'm sure we can get this sorted for you, dearie. Yes, I think, you know, like I say, it's difficult for me to say with this particular you, but I imagine you'll pull this off. It's a lovely colour. It's one of our main designers. Yes, so it's...
Well, that sounds lovely.
Yes, it's lovely, lovely. It's just... Morgan, how much have I charged you for waistcoats before?
Oh, I can't remember. It wasn't loads, because that was very...
Was it like 10?
Yeah, I think it was something like that. It was early in the campaign, so I don't think we had much money.
Yeah. No, you didn't. You didn't.
She can be upcharged.
Don't you worry. My logic is that Antebra is somewhere that used to be rich and is now facing financial hardship, a cost of living crisis, if you were. And so I'm going to base the gross price inflation purely on a fictional scenario and not on a nation close to us at all. Yes, so obviously this is one of our Marion waistcoats. They are lovely. They do come at a bit of a premium though. So this one's 80 gold.
Oh, okay. Rayna just digs out 80 gold and is like, sure.
She's so confused by who you are as a person. She's like, okay, so that's going to be cash, great, fantastic. I can. Do you want it gift wrapped? No.
Get it fitted to you.
What's that mysterious voice in my head?
Get them to check the tailoring. They can take it in or in a bit if they need to.
Rayna doesn't know anything about this.
Would you like it to be fitted in some extra 40 gold?
Oh my god.
Oh well, that's probably a good idea. I imagine that's what my friend would do.
Yes, yes. Well, you're new to town, yes. Is that right? Yes. Well, I will say it's important in Antebra that you get something that is sort of unique and tailored to you, you know?
Oh,
just
okay.
It just goes to it shows the other folks at the ball that, you know, that you belong and that you're how do I say this? That you have a certain caliber, a certain class about you, you know? So yes, let's get this fitted on you.
Right.
And she whips out a measuring tape and she's like, Jacques, I'm going to be using the fitting rooms. And just whisks you into this, like, ridiculous, like overly bright. Someone has cast light in here, many times. And it's like, somehow the colour has just, like, it just flattens everything. So you're like this, so like your fur just almost looks kind of a sickly yellow under this light. And so she's like, you know, getting you fitted. And she's like, so, how do you, is it, who's invited you? Is it a specific family member? Is it the family as a whole?
Well, I believe that one of my friends was invited by the Aldridge family because of her family. And there's a bunch of us that are going together because she can take guests.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of drinking water.
They say with cans in their mouth.
Is there champagne? Is there champagne like at bridal fittings?
No.
Oh. Is champagne at bridal fittings? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The champagne is an extra 40 gold.
I think that's how it works at bridal fittings. I think if you add the word bridal to anything, it automatically triples the cost.
To be fair, yeah. She's like, oh, wow, that's lovely. That sounds good. It's going to be fantastic. I hope you have a lovely evening.
Oh, I hope so. I've never been to a ball before. I don't know what to do.
You don't say. Wow. Have you met the Aldridges before?
Oh, not the whole family, no.
Oh, they're a real, real treat. Propriety used to come in here all the time before, well, you know. But anyway, I shouldn't be gossiping. You've only just got here. I don't want to just give you a bad impression of the city.
Oh, don't worry. Can't be worse than where I came from.
Oh, where did you come from?
Oh, just Attis Orbis.
Yes, I've never been. Are the ports nice? I've heard the ports can be quite nice.
Oh yeah, the port's nice. I'd say it's probably the only part though.
Okay, maybe not worth a visit then. That's a shame.
Nah, I wouldn't.
It's a shame. You know, there's not that many places to go, you know. Like, Navosh is just down the coast, but it's just, oh, you know.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't recommend Atasorbus because you see, you know, your whole, like, thing you're doing here where you're really overcharging for your stuff, well, they do that, like, times 10 in Atasorbus, so.
Right, well, I'll just toss up your total
right,
then.
Don't worry. I'm all good for it.
Right.
Big okay.
wink. She sort of blinks at you. She's like so not sure what to do. I will finish up the fitting here and I will pass it over to my colleague Jacques to do the rest of the transaction. Have a lovely day. Oh, and if you want to write us a review, that would be fantastic. I've been Jessica. Just if you've got any thoughts, just jot them down on the little notepad just on your way out. Ta very much.
Oh, of course, no problem. I'm gonna. Can I, as she leaves, can I like lean over the notepad to as if I'm writing a review, but then like sneakily get out my wand of smiles to use it on her just to confuse her.
Oh my god! Yes,
it won't affect the customer service.
No, to be fair, she's been doing this like little grimace the entire time.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll a saving throw?
Yes.
DC 10 charisma saving throw.
Yes.
Where did my dice go? There it is.
I have never used this and I've had it for so long.
I got a 19.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm sorry, but let the record stay. Like, my dice hate me every time I try and do anything with a player character. And as soon as I am a DM, they're like, what if we did 19s and 20s all the time? They know. No, so they know.
Oh, well. Raina just, like, hurriedly then, like, throws it back in her jacket and tries not to look shifty.
Yeah, she ushers you towards the counter where a considerably less chirpy. He's still looking like chirpy, but he's like clearly really done. He's got kind of like a sort of a chartreusey sort of green, and yeah, he kind of like packs your stuff up. He sort of like raises his eyebrows at the color of the waistcoat, but doesn't say anything. And then it's like, right, yeah, that'll be 120 gold.
No problem. I'm gonna give him 150 and just wink at him and say, "Go get a couple drinks."
You look like you need it.
Oh my goodness! Thank you. Wow. That's really kind of you. Are you in trouble? Is this part of like a money laundering scheme? Blink twice if you need help.
That's not how money laundering works.
Just look like. Need a pick me up, that's all.
Okay. Okay. I am gonna. And he just sort of like looks around and just kind of like like just tries to like subtly like shunt the gold into his pockets, and he's like, I'm gonna get a new foundation on my house. It's great. Everything's great, yes! So you just made that little customer service person's dream.
Yay.
Thank you.
This is exactly what Raina wants to do with this insane amount of money she has.
Aww. Just make a difference. Yes, please. I wish I could take tips at work.
That's why I was sitting here and I was like, do I haggle? And then I was like, why would Raina haggle? She has so much money and doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Delphi nearly has a grand of gold and has...
What?
Just like, oh, what do I do with all these shiny little stones?
Yeah.
Give them to Morgan.
I forgot about that.
Yes,
to be fair.
While I am out shopping, can I also duck into a completely different store and buy a crossbow?
yes. Because let me have a look. Do you know how much a crossbow is? Oh, stunning.
25.
How much GP? Yep. It is 45 GP here. Cool. They are just trying so hard to recoup the costs of everything.
You know what?
And also or maybe price gouging as well.
I'm not even that mad considering the city's history.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, hey guys, I have a ranged weapon finally.
Yay! Rayna stops getting hurt in 2024.
We can only dream.
Rayna doesn't go down 2024. Yay! Are you going to join everyone else in?
Yeah, once I've got my clothes,
no,
I've got my crossbow.
Guy Maris.
Oh my gosh! Thank you.
I will. I'll head on over. This is a light crossbow, by the way, because I cannot wield anything else. I head back to where Toz said to meet us.
Should we have a look at Delphi, the other people's outfits for the ball?
Yeah. Yes, please. Yeah.
Working girls.
So, Rayna, you're heading back to Gomarus, reconvening with everybody. Has everyone gone out and bought new outfits? What's the dealio?
Yeah, so I think from my previous conversation with my dad, I haven't like gone out and bought new outfits, but there are just new outfits in my cupboard. So I'm imagining for Toz something in like a lovely lilac.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like quite like princess cut, so it's strapless, and it's got like a big poofy tulle skirt, and it's got like little lilac butterflies. Going up, like slightly darker purple, kind of going up through the skirt, like they're flying sort of in a group. This will mean nothing to, you know, any one of my castmates, but like Taylor Swift Speak Now era is like what I'm envisioning. Like white gloves and like a little purple, like fascinator.
Aww. Very cute. I love that. I love High Femme Toz.
And she's gotten her, if, I don't know if she would ask Delphi or if she had like one of, I guess, the staff be able to help her, but it would be to change the sort of filigree on her tusks from gold to silver to colour match the dress.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
Just prestidigitation, like super easy to do.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, nice. Cute.
I think Delphi has like a fancy outfit that they bring with them, but it's like the Growfolk thing is that you have one fancy outfit, like you only need the one. But it's
eco-conscious queens, we love.
It's more the thing. What I was thinking of is that it's more like it's not that the fabric is particularly fancy or that the colours are particularly fancy, but it's just like embroidered. Every single like inch of fabric is embroidered.
Oh, lovely.
So ridiculously. And it's like, this is an outfit that takes like years in total to make. So it's like, you don't have multiple because that would be a ridiculous amount of work for any one person.
So is it like you just, it's your own one that you like accumulate over the years of putting more and more embroidery on it?
I think it's like one that people will do for you, so they'll like give you a piece of fabric that they've embroidered. It's like, you know, when you turn a certain age, when you like stop growing, it starts to like, and then once you reach like 30, you're like, cool, I can't add any more fabric to this because it weighs too much. And it's very like, it's very ornate and slightly like, but not, it's not like the whole thing is particularly fancy. It's just that like it's very obviously a time, like a labour of time and love from them and from the people around them.
Aww.
But it's I think it's like, it's probably not a dress, but it's like a, it's just like a I can't describe it well, but just a very ornate layered outfit with lots of fabric going along,
kind of like robes or something.
Yeah, but then it's and the fabric's relatively thin but still not like super thin. I think the only thing that like Delphi would want to add is like jewellery, but they would go to a jewellery shop and they'd be like, all of this is gold or silver. I don't like gold or silver, so.
What is the colour scheme for the outfit?
I think lots of greens and browns with then like, I think the like fancy colours that you don't see as much of are like, you know, embellishments of like bright turquoises and things like that. Like, okay, there'll be sections that are like heavily beaded, and those are like quite, maybe like more yellows and things to like brighten it up. But those are, you know, like those are the accent colours rather than anything that like covers the whole thing.
This sounds incredibly fancy in a way that is going to be entirely unappreciated by...
Oh, yeah. It's like, it will... Oh, it looks sure. like the kind of thing that you'd be like, like in modern society, in the real world, you'd be like, wow, that's really fancy. But also, if you took it to, like, a really fancy event, they'd be like, you cannot wear that.
I was going to say, it sounds a little bit like a kind of what someone might wear to a festival, but, like, much, much, much nicer.
Yes.
Mm. But like in a similar sort of vibe of person.
Yeah.
So not necessarily posh appropriate.
I think the thing I'm thinking of is like kind of more traditional, like not traditional weddings. I was about to say traditional weddings, but that has a different connotation. Like historical traditional weddings that were like done by working class people because you didn't have white fabric. But you had very ornate, like, things that would be made up specially for it because it was like, this is super, super important. This is a really important day, but we can't give you white fabric because it doesn't exist in our world, kind of thing.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely! Lovely! Rainer, are you sticking with the waistcoat? Is there anything else you're adding? Or is it just the waistcoat?
I mean, she would have bought some, like, nice trousers to go with it, but... just like normal like suit trousers, and I think that's like the waistcoat is so fancy that she's like, yeah, I look amazing, I look so fancy, nobody's gonna look fancier than me. So that's what Rainer is wearing.
I love that. And then Morgan
is gonna rush to a little back room hole in the wall tailor that she knows about, and it's like, Jeffrey, it's Morgan. I know I haven't been in town for a while. Hello, Jeffrey. Any chance you...
Morgan Serenity by my
Hello.
Eye. What are you doing here?
I've been out of town. I know it's incredibly last minute. I was wondering if you had anything at all I could wear that is fancy. I have a lot of money now. So is this someone else's job I can like nab under their nose? I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to be honest, Morgan. This is kind of closing down sale.
Oh no!
People are spending all of their life savings on stupid waistcoats, and instead of buying reasonably priced waistcoats from me. And it's not good. And obviously, no one's got any money because Well, he just sort of gestures to the encroaching damp on the walls.
Well, I don't know. Are you like still open for business though? Do you have anything, or are you?
Oh yeah.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Let me think. A blues and greens kind of guy.
Yeah,
gal,
but
aren't
I
you?
Mean, to be honest. I'm gonna go to Mum's party tonight. I'm not invited. I'm just turning up. So I was, to be honest, like, if you have something that's entirely a different colour, that would also just, I'm planning to go and try and find some expensive jewellery to buy on the way there as well. Just a bit of a, you know.
Let me see what I can do. And he sort of like rifles around and it's almost like, like a kind of like a giant sale bin type thing, and he's like rummaging through, and he pulls out like a very like bright crimson waistcoat. He pulls out a sort of almost vomit green waistcoat. Then finally he goes, oh, I think this is the one, and from the pile emerges a sunset orange waistcoat. Oh. And it's like, it's genuinely beautiful. Like, you are, like, not, no offense to Jeffrey, but like, this really could sell in any of the designer outlets, and it would sell really quickly. It's stunning. It's got a sort of sunset gradient where it's like this deep red at the bottom, and it goes like through the oranges all the way up to like a kind of dusky pink at the top. And you think that on the right tiefling, this would be exquisite.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
And on you, it's going to clash so much.
Is this like a commission that someone abandoned? Oh, it's lovely.
Yes. One of those, do you remember the Featherites? They just, well, it was right before the whole money laundering thing happened. So they commissioned this, and then they mysteriously disappeared. So,
why
you know,
is everyone's
typical
obsession with money laundering in this town?
Yeah.
No money isn't laundered. That's the trick.
Does it happen regularly?
Do we reckon we can like do the? I might be able to pay it almost as much as this actually costs. I actually have a bit of money now. Do you reckon we can like get it? Do the alterations for my wings fast? That's why I came here really, because you know how it is with trying to get people to do alterations.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no charge for you, Morgan. Of course, always.
No, please let me pay you money. I can do that now.
I meant for the alteration. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to charge you for the waistcoat. Yeah, yeah. Obviously, it's a nice waistcoat. I spent a lot of time on it. He kind of like cuts two slashes in the back, almost like from memory, and then he sort of sets about kind of trimming the edges so that they are kind of like decorated, so it's not just two holes in the back of your waistcoat.
Oh, nice.
That they are like, they've got like a kind of, he, it's like a quite a rough stitch because obviously he's doing it quickly, but it looks intentional rather than accidental. And obviously a traditional tailor would not offer this service to you at all, full stop.
All right,
there we are, Morgan. So originally this was going to retail at, I think I originally was going to charge 100, but I can knock it down to 75 for you. Is that okay?
Oh, I can do you 100. It's really short notice. No, let me do you 100 here, and I give him 100.
Oh my god, I can finally repair the roof.
Yeah, I will. I have not bought many clothes in a little while. I have no idea how long I'm going to be in town for, but I will try and come back if I am in town for a while.
I tell you what, Morgan, I'm sort of starting to give up on this place a little bit, but I've not really got the means to go anywhere else. Do you know, you've been travelling around a bit now, right? Where's good? Where's less of a hellhole than this place?
Good question.
This action will have consequences.
Oh god, out of character, I can't remember. Where might be good for a tailor?
I don't think we've been anywhere that's specifically good for tailors.
Yeah, no. I feel like most places have clothes. You can kind of go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been to Atis Orbis, Clockwork City, Navrosh. Is that it so far?
You've technically been to
Spicy Forest.
Yeah, so that's not really an option.
We went to Tetmet, but that's quite a small town.
Oh, and Tetmet, yeah.
Tetmet probably has one tailor total.
I mean, like,
Tony, though. One tailor total.
Atis Orbis is like, I mean, you know, everyone's, it's all money, but it's a bit less, they tend to be a bit more open about things. I don't know. I don't know what the property values are around there. I don't know. But yeah,
it might be nice to trade this sea view for another one. Yeah, I see that. Well, here we are. This is all done for you.
Thank you so much.
I hope that the ball isn't too intolerable.
Oh well, I've decided I don't care.
You know, I like that on you. That suits you better than any waistcoat ever.
Thank
could.
You.
Enjoy yourself.
I will, thank you.
I'll see you
and
again soon.
Good luck with wherever the future takes you.
Thanks, I'm gonna need it. Alright, sweet. Shall we end the episode
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone have any funny quips to say?
Oh, I was also gonna buy
to round us off?
Could I spend like another 50 gold pieces on a fancy bit of jewellery before I get there?
Yes. Yes. What do you have in mind?
Oh, like, I reckon they sell, like, horn bracelets, like, to go around the base of the horns. Like, the little
chains. Goldy
things there with some nice jewels.
Goldy looking chains. No.
Nice.
Again, entirely clashing. Yeah, I reckon you... She should have gone with a silver colour palette, but she's got gold, so, you know. I'll put fancy waistcoat on my...
I think
list.
You probably won't be able to find anything for 50 gold that is kind of nice enough than what you're looking for. But if you go to like a pawnbroker's, then they will have something that is nice, but it's just secondhand.
Oh, that's fine. It's all about flaunting it.
Undermining your mother, yes. So, Morgan, you head up through the streets of Gaimaris. You go up and up and up, all the way to the highest point in the city. You enter through a regal set of double doors, and you present the insignia that Toz gave to you. You are sent through a sort of screen of doors, and you're asked to remove your weapons, and in fact a particularly discerning guard looks at you and says, "The parrot too."
Oh yeah, sure. Green, no biting. And here I've just got the crossbow, got a couple of daggers. I think that's most of it. Oh, I've got a gun.
A vein in the guard's head just pops out.
Sorry,
slightly.
I forgot about the gun.
And as you fill these almost like airport crates...
Do I have to take my shoes off?
Green sits.
They've got a lot of little buttons on them.
You don't have to take your shoes off. Green sits sort of churlishly in one of them.
Does it in an airport
but
bucket?
After you make your way through security. Yeah, it's just sat there looking really unimpressed. So once you've been through the security... You head up a lift, and you are shown into a room with a 360-degree panoramic view of the city below and into the horizon, into the distance. An incredibly tall and broad Loxodon figure stands at the window. He's super imposing, and... Without turning to face you, he says, "Morgan Serenity Aldridge."
"Yes, Lord Atherdale."
"So glad you could finally meet."
"I am also very glad, sir."
"Shall we get down to business?"
Yes. Yes, that would be good.
Many Aces is Am Chisholm, Chloe Elliott, Ariel Evans, Katie McLeod, and me, Ellie Webster. Many thanks to our patrons, Nate Scott Jones, Ouroboros, EK Green, Space Ben, Callum D, Ebad, KP, and Still a Piece of Garbage. If you want to join them or find out more about what different rewards we offer, head to patreon.com/deckofmanyaces. If you'd like to leave us a review, please do so on the podcast platform of your choice. If your podcast platform doesn't have a review system, then you can use our Podchaser page. We read every review and it means the world to us. If you want to chat to us on socials, it's at Deck of Many Aces on pretty much every social media you can think of. Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Blue Sky, Hive. We've got all of them. Give us a bell on any of those, or if you want to send us an email the old-fashioned way, it's deckofmanyaces@gmail.com. If you love the music from the show, you can check it out. It's on Chloe Elliott's Bandcamp. You can also search for any of the original soundtrack albums just by searching Deck of Many Aces in most music streaming platforms. If you want to find us elsewhere, there's lots of places on the internet you can do so. You can find both Am and Chloe on Rendezvous with Destiny, our sister podcast. Am also runs a podcast with Will called Date Night Drive-In, and Chloe can be found on Twitch at Chloe_withtheflow. As for me, I've not got much out on the internet these days, but if you would like to support me or would like to hear more about what I'm doing in the creative sphere, have a little look at the episode description and click the sign up to my mailing list link. I'll never spam your inbox, it's usually an email every month or two just to kind of let you know what I'm doing, what projects are in your area or online that I'm getting involved with, and how you can support me as an artist. If you'd like to support the podcast, obviously the Patreon we've mentioned earlier. If you just want to support us with a one-off donation, you can go to our Acast supporter link. That's supporter.acast.com/deckofmanyaces with dashes between the words. That's all from me. I love you. Have an ace week. Bye.